Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Senior U.S. officials said on Monday electoral manipulation had stripped the announcement of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's re-election victory of any credibility, and Washington left the door open to fresh sanctions on the OPEC nation. Venezuela's electoral authority declared Maduro had won a third term, but independent exit polls pointed to a landslide opposition win, White House spokesperson John Kirby.
We have serious concerns that the result as released by electoral authorities doesn't reflect the will and the votes of the Venezuelan people. We want to see our concerns assuaged. We believe the best way to do that is a full, transparent release of the tabulation.
Maduro's opposition rival, Edmundo Gonzalez, asserted he was the true winner. British police say two children have died and 11 other people have been injured in a stabbing in northwest England. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Police and ambulances swarmed the scene at Southport, a seaside town near Liverpool. Police called the stabbing a major incident, adding that they detained a man and seized a knife. The BBC and other media reported that the attack happened at a community centre where a Taylor Swift-themed dance and yoga event for primary school-aged children was scheduled. An eyewitness said he saw between 7 and 10 bleeding children running from the building. He said they were all about age 10 and had stab wounds on their necks, backs and chests. Prime Minister Keir Starmer called the attack horrendous and deeply shocking. Karen Chamas, London.
Israel wants to hurt Hezbollah but not drag the Middle East into an all-out war, two Israeli officials said on Monday as Lebanon braced for retaliation after a rocket strike that killed 12 children and teenagers in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights.